Blog Talk Radio.
Lots to talk about. We've got the week in, you know, wrapping up the week, and so much more to share with you. So stay with us. We also have some great music and some hair talk, a lot of you. And we want you to chime in if you have something to say. You can do so. Again, you can call us live, 347-996-5040, and let us know what you think. Or you can just go use the hashtag HairRadio20. and let us know on Facebook or Twitter, and just try to reach out to us. We'd be happy to hear what you have to say. Also, we're going to open up the chat lines and see what folks are doing on this Saturday evening. Big difference from our morning broadcast, but we're going to see what happens. So thanks so much for joining us, and stay with us if you can. Here's some music, and we'll be back on the other side.
What goes around, come back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around, come back around. Hey, my baby. I say what goes around, come back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around, come back around. There was a time I thought that you did everything right.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have with us a very, very special guest and friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'd like to welcome David Babai. David, welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Aw, thank you for that amazing welcome. Yes, I'm so excited.
Well, we are happy and excited to have you back. I mean, you are stylist to the stars, I call you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And all the fans out there can attest to it. We have certainly, we've played your interview here just on a regular basis. And everybody here has followed your amazing story, David. So we want to welcome you so much back here. Yeah,
thank you for having me, yes.
Absolutely. Now, it has been a couple of years since we've chatted here on the Hair Radio Show. And, yeah, so what have you been up to? First, tell everybody, what have you been up to?
You know, I've been just doing my work, as always, trying to find different ways to be inspired, different ways to create new hairstyles. What I've done really a lot, which has been great, has been journeying through other people's work and being inspired through hairdressers that work at salons and hairdressers that work at blow bars or hairdressers that work, you know, in the other, in freelance or movies, and taking a lot of inspiration on that and trying to push myself to do, to get out of my comfort zone, if that makes sense.
Well, so it's still important that you stay on top of trends and all of that. I never ever thought of, you know, that you'd have to do that, but you have to stay fresh with all that you're doing and, you know, and I guess the celebrities are always looking for something different. Is that how it all works?
You know, yes, definitely. And what's amazing is my first client, as you know, was Kate Hudson. And
yes.
I did that wave, that beachy bohemian wave
yes.
that not a lot of
yes.
people had done. And totally by accident, I was straight out of beauty school 2 weeks into it. And I did that wave literally by reading the manual on the curling iron because it says they didn't
really?
Teach you that. Yeah, and I actually told her that like maybe 5 years later. And I actually put it on my Instagram and she quoted, it. She's like, wait, you graduated school 2 weeks later and you did me? So, you know, yeah, I had kind of been stuck by that, like, oh, can you do that wavy look? It was like nonstop doing that. And, you know, I could have almost done it blindfolded. And at one point I would look at my work and be like, oh, wow, I'm not inspired by my own stuff. You know, I think it's important that we are all
wow.
inspired by what we do. So, yes, definitely want to keep fresh, want to – I do look at trends, but I take a trend and I get an inspiration from it and try to make it my own because it's so hard to do. It's like, you know, not to compare myself or any of us to, like, we're artists, you know. So it's like you want to create your own kind of spin on things, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It makes great sense. Now,
yeah.
folks out there, I've got to bring you up to speed. You know what, David? I'm going to just call out some of these names of these clients that you have. Now, of course, we know about Kate Hudson, but
right.
We've got Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, Angelina Jolie, Julianne Moore, Gwyneth Paltrow, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Lawrence, Uma Thurman, Kate Winslet, Katherine Heigl, Christina Aguilera, Kate Holmes, everybody knows Katie Holmes, Hilary Swank, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jessica Alba, and the list goes on and on and on. I kid you not. So, David, I've got to ask you, the question that just ran through my mind as I was reading these names, what's one thing that you would say that all these clients have in common besides you?
Thanks. I've been
tough question.
So, I know it's actually a really, really good question. You know, I've been so fortunate and blessed in my life to work with such beautiful women. Forget about their looks and their beautiful hair, everything. I've learned so much from them. I think that's what they all have in common is throughout my journey of doing hair, whether it's working with, you know, Gwyneth or working with Scarlett or Christina or, you know, any of these beautiful women is I've learned, and men, I've learned specific things about them that I've taken into my life and I've, you know, worked on myself. And I'll give you one big example is I lost, 3 years ago, I started the journey of losing weight and I lost 135 pounds.
135
which is
pounds.
Insane amount. It's like, and I'm 5'6", so that's like,
okay,
that's a lot.
Yes.
And that was all from, you know, Gwyneth's inspiration to me and my other clients and learning what's right to eat, what's not, and not depending on food. Because, you know, we're always so stressed and we're always, as hairstylists or artists, we're always giving to other people and giving our attention to them. And sometimes we neglect ourselves. And that's what I had in common with all of these beautiful women is they taught me to love myself, you know, and to really know my worth, you know. And it wasn't so much in a validity, not like putting me in, making me feel uncomfortable or I need to lose weight. It was just the love and support I got with no judgment, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing in common that all of them have had is the love and support they've shown me, you know, as an artist or as someone that does their hair, you know, a confidant of theirs, you know?
Well, you know what I have to say, and folks, if you just joined us, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line is a gentleman who really helped us to launch when I decided to come back to do the Hair Radio Show and to relaunch the network. David Babai was one of the first to be right there with us in the trenches, and we've been playing your work ever since here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're just so happy to have you with us. We really are.
I'm so happy you guys are doing this. I'm so happy you're doing this and you're back and I'm so honored to have been a part, you know, starting, and I'm so supportive of this. I think it is such a brilliant and needed and inspirational thing you're doing. So I'm inspired by it, so I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you. And you know what, David, I would love for you, and I know you touched on it before, but I would absolutely love, I mean, I the story, I know how you kind of got started and you were kind of, and a lot of folks have mentioned this to me in listening to your story about how you had gone to school and you had studied one thing and you kind of decided you wanted to take your career, your life into a different direction. And after your parents had paid all this money for school, I never forgot that, you know, it was one of my favorite parts of the interview. And then you told, and you said that your mother had at that time said, you know what, why don't you try, you know, hairdressing? And and it was kind of the road that you went on. And obviously you've made an incredible success for yourself. So what is something that you, when you share that story with folks, what's the response that you usually get?
I think the response that I get is to wow, or, you know, or it's really good that you're following what you really, sometimes we go into a journey and we think that's what it is. Sometimes we have an impression of who we're supposed to be with, who we're supposed to be, and then you kind of do it and you realize, okay, that wasn't it. Oh, well, I'm stuck doing this forever because it's too late for me to change or it's too late for me to do something different. And, you know, I love that you brought that up because I haven't talked about this in such a long time. I look back now and think, wow, how different my life would have been, how uninspired my life would have been. And it is okay that at a, you know, even if you had graduated school and done something and realized, okay, this wasn't what I was meant to do, it's okay to change, you know, and luckily we're in an environment that you can. It's hard. For some people it's harder. For some people it's easier. For me, it was extremely hard because I was going into a field I had no... The only knowledge I had from this was what my mom did. You know, I remember when I was a child smelling those harsh chemicals, you know, back in the day. The thought of scared me, but it excited me, and it made me feel so alive and, you know, and I don't regret a moment of it. It has been the most insane ride of my life. And sometimes, even till today, I can be in an environment with the biggest movie star or the biggest situation, and I think, how did I get here? Wait, where? Why am I, like, I feel like I have an out-of-body experience, and I'm like, why am I here, you know? So I think a lot of people ask me, you know, that I've seen at, like, hair shows or, you know, speaking engagements, they're like, what made you decide, you know? It was my life. It was something that I needed to love what I was doing. And we only live once, and we need to take that risk, you know, think of clarity and do it, if that makes sense.
I totally agree. It makes a lot of sense. Right. And thank you for sharing that.
Thanks.
Now, I know something that has happened in the last couple of years since we've chatted. GHD, I want you to tell us tell us what GHD is and tell us about being a brand ambassador.
You know, I have, throughout the entire years of doing hair, my mom, and another thing a lot of my clients told me is don't ever endorse or be a part of something that you really don't believe in, because it's something that, you know, I didn't want to ever lie to people. I never wanted to lie to, you know, client, like, you know, readers or people that are listening to the radio or anything
right.
about, oh, you can do this and that. So you really was never intending on being a brand ambassador. I was fortunate and lucky and humble to receive offers all the time, but I never found something that was just the right fit for me. And I, you know, as a hairstylist, I'm sure every hairstylist listening to this, you're very loyal to your tools, to your brush, to your hair clip, to your comb.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a part, an extension of your body, you know? So I was in Australia, and I was doing a press junket, and my flat iron blew. So I had to go and buy a local flat iron there, and I came across GHD's Eclipse. And I was like, from the minute you turn it on and the little noise it makes to the Tri-Zone technology, and, you know, I'm a nerd, so I read all of these things. I was, like, really impressed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually approached by them because on my Instagram I had said, you know, oh, my God, I love this tool or something, and they approached me and said, you know, we'd love to talk to you about being a brand ambassador. I was like, no.
Wow.
You know, I'm open to, like, endorsing your products because I really believe in it. And they're like, no, we really want you to be our ambassador. And I was like,
wow.
So I met with Francesca, who's the CEO in the United States, in North America, and we fell in love. I fell in love with her concept, where she wants to take the brand. So she had just started, and 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, me and her, we both met, and we've taken this journey together, and the company has grown in the United States significantly, and it's an amazing feeling to actually bring something that everybody loves and that weren't really aware of. And, you know, you're as good as your tools. You're as good as your scissors.
You
know, as a hairstylist, we're as good as what we have to work with, you know? So I've gotten on my Instagram, on my Facebook, on my Twitter, like, so many comments of, like, how it's changed their life and how their clients are so much happy and, you know, da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay, good. Because I was scared. I was like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't make a mistake. Because I don't want to let other hairdressers feel I did something wrong. Because, you know, some people write to me as inspirational, as I get inspiration from them. And I didn't want to make the wrong choice and lead people into the wrong avenue, a wrong tool, wrong path, you know?
Well, how you have to tell everybody, David, how can folks get a hold of these GHD products?
You know, I think you can go definitely at Sephora, they sell it, and at GHD.com, you know, they sell it. And it's, you know, what I love about these tools, it's all about the health. And you know me, I'm a health freak in hair.
Oh, yeah.
So what I love about it is it's, you know, Tri-Zone technology. It has 6 sensors, even heat all the time, maximum heat of 365, which has been recognized by their scientists in Cambridge that's what you need. And I've noticed it. I've done it on all types of hair, and I don't burn the hair, you know, and it keeps, you know, it keeps the whether you do straight or curly, it lasts as long as you do, you know? So people can go online and purchase it, or they can go on Sephora.com where it's Sephora. A lot of retailers are carrying it. It's, you know, it's a global brand. You know, it's growing so fast, and people are loving it, you know? And if you read comments about them, you can see it's almost like, wait, this has been here and we never knew about it? And it's just the same thing with me. I was like, why didn't I know about this? Because tunnel vision. David has tunnel vision sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, listen, if you have just joined us out there, you are tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are online chatting with one of the true friends to the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is David Babai. You guys know him. He is, I call you, the ultimate celebrity stylist. The ultimate celebrity stylist. Hey. It really is so, yeah. So we're so happy to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, David, I have to say, and I certainly remember this when we chatted before, but it's this commitment that you have for women. Now, you have made their well-being, you know, and just helping them to create a feeling of beautiful on the inside as a big priority in your life and every which way in your life. And I wanted to kind of talk with you about that and, you know, and some of the charitable things that you're into these days. You gave us a big, opened up the window to it last time, and you kind of told us about some of the things you were working with some of the other celebrities and their relatives and things like that. So I wanted to just check in with you on all of that. Where do you stand today on your commitment with women?
You know, I'll tell you one thing. It's so fascinating to me, and I owe this to my mom 100%, is the love I have for women is unmeasurable for me. You know, women, you know, I came up with this thing where artists have drawn them, philosophers have pondered over them. It's just women have made me the man I am today. You know, so for me, the inspiration that women give me is not necessarily all about their looks and their weight and their height and their, you know, career status. It's more about what they are to me and their inspirational, you know, maternal, you know, energy that they do. And when I do hair, you know, I have to be really connected to the person to actually perform and do good hair. That's one thing I've actually learned, I have to tell you, is that, you know, the love I have for women and what I've learned from women is so amazing, and that it's like the love keeps on growing. And, you know, just when you think you know it all of a sudden you're blindsided and you're like, wow, I didn't know about that about women. You're just like, okay.
That's right.
So, you know, I've learned a lot about, like, you know, the health consequences and the emotional consequences, and I've had clients that have babies, and I've had clients that, and I've learned so much. And, you know, and as far as what I believe in and charity stuff that I do, and it's not charity, it's not a cause for me. It's something that I really, you know, I'm a big animal activist. Everybody knows that about me. I'm really against animal testing, animal cruelty, illegal wildlife poaching. It's just, it's something that's been a deep, passionate drive for me, I think, since I was a child. And I still continue that fight, you know, and I've seen the changes that have happened, and I've learned from labs, and that it's a penny more not to test on a rabbit, or, you know, the illegal wildlife poaching with WildAid. What I learned from them is, you know, there's an alternative to poaching. A lot of people in third world countries or countries that don't have opportunities, that's their only opportunity, is to actually find groups and funding to create alternatives to poaching. So I've learned so much throughout the years, and I feel like it's only the tip of the iceberg. And this morning before we spoke, I was thinking, oh my God, I wonder what we're going to talk about. And, you know, and I kind of like had a momentarily flash of my entire career since we've spoken. And I was like, wow, so much has changed, and I still have so much more to learn, you know?
Wow.
So I think that's kind of where I'm at, you know?
Well, I love it. I love it. And folks out there, let me just continue on this list for just a moment. We're going to take you there, David. We are. Now, I mean, you have worked with, and in addition to all the folks we mentioned, you have worked with Reese Witherspoon, Keira Knightley, Jessica Biel, who I think she just gave birth to a baby, I believe, over the weekend.
Wow. I'm so bad.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let me tell you, a few of these folks, they've all made news. I guess that's why they're superstars. Olivia Wilde, Emma Stone, Winona Ryder, Emily Blunt, Liv Tyler, Rachel McAdams, Mary-Kate Olsen, Meg Ryan, Mila I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. Jovovich, thank you. That would come out right. Blake Lively, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Rachel Weisz, Ryan Reynolds, of course, and Vanessa Paradis. You've just worked with, is there anybody, I mean, I don't think there's anybody left in Hollywood.
I know. I just thought of it. I feel like, oh, my God, is my career done? You know,
No.
You know, now I'm at a, actually, I love when I hear that, because I don't ever look back at it, I think to myself, wow, I did a lot, you know? And I think the one thing that, and I don't know what your question was going to be, and I'm sorry to interrupt, is
go right
balance.
Ahead.
This is the mm-hmm. one thing else that I've learned is balance. You know, my life mm-hmm. has become my career. And I think about 3 years ago, and I don't know if we talked about this last time, is when I had my first adult breakup and my first adult heartbreak. I realized that's why I kind of lost the weight. It's the best diet in the world.
interesting. I like that.
But that really taught me as mm-hmm. an artist, you know, to balance myself and to have work and have fun and, you know, learn more about myself. And, you know, so now do I work as much as I used to? I don't, you know, luckily I'm at a place where it's almost, you know, I kind of pick and choose what I want to do, not because I like one more than the other. It's more because I like myself, you know, I love myself, you know, so I do work for inspiration and for everything else, but I also take time for David, you know, because
very
I think
smart.
All of us artists, and I know I have so many hairdresser friends that I love with communicating, and I love social media because it just, I get comments from people in Nebraska and, you know, Wisconsin mm-hmm. and Texas and, you know,
yes.
and I hear them saying they're balancing. They are the ones that inspired me to balance my life, you know, because sometimes when you become uninspired, it's because you're not taking time to smell the roses, if you know, that old saying. So I have done all of these amazing women, and I still continue to work with them, which I'm so blessed for. But now sometimes I'm like, you know what, I need to take a couple of weeks off to rejuvenate myself so I can come back and do them justice by making them feel amazing, not just by their hairstyles, you know?
Well,
I've grown a lot, haven't I?
You have. I'm just blown away. I'm blown away. I mean, I look at some of this, and I mean, just to call out appearing the work that you have done with these mm-hmm. celebrities on the covers of Vogue magazine, Bazaar, Elle, In Style, magazine, Vanity Fair magazine, Glamour. I mean, and the list goes on and on and
right.
on. So that's just amazing all by itself. You have to be one of the most, I think the word I was looking for was omnipresent, just everywhere. Your work is everywhere, and which is amazing. So it's a great accomplishment for you. It really is. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I really wanted to lead to. What kind of advice? And you are always kind and always share different things with us and always bring some kind of empowering words. What kind of advice would you be able to leave with, some of the stylists about who are looking to, you know, become celebrity stylists? That's the thing. They are working in the capacity of styling hair, but they want to attract or get on the path. Now, you're in Hollywood, so
right.
It's great for you. But we're in New York. But I'm wondering about some of the folks I think who are in between us.
Right.
What advice might you be able to share?
You know, I'll tell you one thing. Mine was luck, so it was complete luck. But, you know, I think, like, my assistant, who's not really an assistant, you know, who's done hair longer than I have, but she's, you know, I met her, and now I've referred her to all my clients, and she does all my clients all the time. You know, what I love is seeing somebody else, you know, the new generation or the new group of people coming in, and I look at their work and I'm like blown out of the water with inspiration, and I'm like, how did you do that? How did you do that braid? I can't braid to save my life. I mean, I can't braid to save my life. You know, that tight braids, forget it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Call me and you want a sloppy braid, I can figure that out, you know. But I think that, you know, you look at the hairstylists or people that have contacted me saying, I'm coming to LA, how do I do this? I think you have to be really motivated. You cannot, you know, you have to choose to really focus, be focused, and come out here and network, you know, come out here and find out where studios are, you know, the studios that do the hirings for movies, or the publicists that refer to you, showcase your work, whether it's coming here and meeting with modeling agencies and saying, I will do test shoots to create your book, because a lot of photographers that are starting, I started out with this photographer named Ben Dugan, very dear friend of mine, and he's on his path, and I'm on my path, and we're actually having lunch tomorrow, which is kind of ironic. I know, it's really great. I'm so excited. But,
yeah,
you know, we used to test, like, you know, we, even though I had Kate Hudson after school, still needed to get that Vogue or W or InStyle or all those covers. Nobody knew my work, so I would test, you know, with models, and the models needed tear sheets for their book, the photographer needed it, and the makeup artist. So if you go to a modeling agency, you know, and say, I want to test, so, and then some way, somehow you become into this network where they're like, oh, I just worked with this hairdresser, he was great, or this makeup artist, he was great, what was his name? You know, so you build that kind of community of fresh new people that are starting, and you move up with that group, you know. So I honestly feel if you're wanting to do that, is, and I have seen people coming up like that in LA or in New York, is decide I'm going to move to LA or to New York, and, you know, and I'm going to do that. Before you come, have a plan, you know, talk to Ford or Elite or any of the modeling agencies and say, how does it work? And you go in and you're put together with a group, a makeup artist, a hairstylist, and a clothing style, the whole group that does the shoot. And then, you know, you guys kind of work together, and one of you guys gets a break, brings on the other one, you know. So I think, you know, and also stay humble. Really stay humble. Don't let your ego get in your way, because that's the number one decline in your creativity. You know, like, work as a team, you know. So when you get here and you do all of those things, listen to what the stylist's inspiration is, and the photographer, and the makeup artist, and do it together, because you win together, not separately, you know.
Wow.
I think that's the best way.
Well, on that note, David, I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, I just have to say, and I just want to remind the folks out there to definitely stay in touch with all that you're accomplishing, and they can find you, on, I'm sure, across social media and all of that.
Yeah.
And you just have to tell us, so what are you on to next? What is it that David Rabai is focusing on next?
What am I focusing on next? I think... I don't know, to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a lot of amazing opportunities in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm taking that moment to focus and to really decide the right direction that I want to go to, whether it's opening up salons across the world, or whether it's, you know, doing a TV show, or whether it's, you know, whatever I do, whatever I plan, will always be inspirational for myself and for the people I work with. So I've learned that that's my center core, and that's what keeps David happy. You know, I think everybody needs to have that little journey. So I don't know yet. I mean, life is so unpredictable. You know, who knows what's around the corner, you know? So
yes, I love it.
I'm just going to sit, smile, and take it all in.
I love it. Well, listen, I have to say, you have just emerged as an extraordinary businessman on top of just being this, you know, the ultimate celebrity stylist, you've just also been able to kind of tie in a lot of bright ideas and making an impact. So I just want to let you know we really support you here. I think you know that by now.
No, I love you guys, and I support you.
So I'm coming out to Hollywood now. We're going to look you up, David. So
I can't wait. And I'm so grateful and thankful for you to be doing this, having me on, and to all those amazing hairstylists out there that inspire me every day by what they do. Let's just do it all together and have an amazing time doing it. Thank you.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to you today, but we are going to follow you and to stay on top of your career, your amazing career.
Thanks.
Okay? And just know that you are influencing a lot of folks. Even if you don't touch another product or anything, you have done your job. So I just want you to know that, okay?
Thank you.
And,
thank you so much.
Yes. And we're going to stay in touch with you. And
great.
I want you to stay on the line just for a bit. Folks, we're going to just keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. And stay with us. the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. You guys back with us on this very special Saturday edition of the Hair Radio Show. We're really, really pleased. Listen, folks, we want you to join us all next week. We've got really some wonderful things lined up starting on Monday, June 8th. So it's going to be really exciting. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have live special co-hosts joining us in our middle hour. So Cynthia, our bridal contributor, will be joining us on Tuesday the 9th. And on Wednesday the 10th, Shanna Van S joins us again with her updates around local issues and civic issues and things like that. And then on Thursday, the one and only Tamethia Smart, makeup czar, joins us. Then on Friday, of course, we've got our Battle of the Radio Show hosts coming up on June 12th and so much more. So thank you so much for being with us. And we want you to tune back in next week. We're going to, in the future, have some great weekend guests and develop a program that will be exclusively made live and available to you for weekends. So thanks so much for supporting us on Hair Radio. And to visit our website, go to hairradio.com or hairradioshow.com. And again, Hair Radio is always spelled with just one R. We'll see you back here on Monday. Make it a great weekend, everybody.